We're joined now by Knoxville boys basketball coach Joel Keady as Knoxville defeats Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont by a score of 75-24 on Friday. Coach, I guess you could say maybe a slow start just by the way the first quarter and a half went, but when you guys got rolling, they got rolling, but a little wake-up call there in that first quarter.
I'll for sure give credit to Coach Leffler and the Eddyville guys. I mean, they came out and brought it in the first quarter, and I think we got scored a few buckets early. But after that, they kind of went on a run there. So credit to them. I know they've been working hard, and they're young and inexperienced. But, yeah, that's really good for them. And they put us on our heels right away for sure.
And just looking at the research on their bound stuff, it looks like about the time, about halfway through the first quarter or second quarter, that's when they tend to hit that wall. And I think you caught that, and you raced out in front of them and really didn't leave any doubt after that.
Yeah, I didn't just want to, junk it up and press the entire game or whatever and just turn it into that, because we need to work on things. We need to stay disciplined. I was a little disappointed that we didn't come out and execute that defensively right away. But once, after the first quarter, we kind of talked and fixed things a little bit. So I was happy with our bounce back effort there in the second.
I asked you Saturday afternoon, how do you keep the guys focused with, a team like Newton, who you really had to be there and be zoned in the entire game, but then a team like EBF, they can get unbound. They see the scores. They see their record. And then maybe worry a little bit about a letdown right off the bat, which kind of happened.
Yeah, we need to come ready to go, and that's on me to get our guys ready to go and not have slow starts. That's been a really important thing for us this year, is not to come out and be flat, and tonight we were. Thankfully, we were able to bounce back with a good effort.
Drake Larson, wow, that kid put on some moves tonight.
Yeah, he's a great little guard, worked really hard on his game, and he's had a great junior year so far.
What makes him the kind of the engine or the point guard that you want him to be?
Yeah, I mean, he's picking up the ball, full court about every single time, taking on the challenge of guarding the other team's best ball handler, which isn't easy. It tires you out, and then he still does everything that he does to get us into our offense on the other end, which is great.
Well, being a soccer player, he's not going to tire out, because I think Coach Mick has those guys running a lot.
Yep, always got to stay moving.
Talking to Joel Keady, Knoxville boys basketball coach on KNIA Cabela's, Panthers defeated EBF by a score of 75-24 on Friday. A couple of other things I thought, coming into the game, the bench, when they got in, they were engaged and right off, and you got some good production out of your bench players.
Yeah, it was awesome to see Kale come in and do a really good job. Tay and, Tristan came in and kind of did what they usually do and brought some energy defensively after that first quarter, which was rough for everybody. But once we figured that out a little bit, we settled in and were able to do some of the things we want to do.
I mean, I think you and I both saw Tayshawn Connor, what kind of a football season he had this fall. Boy, he's just going right into basketball. It's just not really leaving any doubt that he's a good athlete.
Right, yeah, great athlete, getting better every day. And he's a kid that'll fight for you, fight for the team, and we need those guys that, really, really want to fight to win.
Very busy couple of weeks coming up here starting. In fact, next 2 weeks you go Monday, Tuesday, Friday. How do you keep the guys' physical condition in check? Plus, you got to practice. Plus, you got games, too.
Yep. Yeah, I'm just the coach, so I can just suggest things. But ultimately, it's on them, and thankfully, they have a lot of experience. They've been varsity guys, most of them, for quite a few years now. And so they kind of know and trust their bodies a little bit. And at home, parents, I'm sure, are helping out with diet, nutrition, exercise, sleep, all that good stuff on the side. And so, yeah, I think that they're going to, be ready and keep getting better.
I know sometimes you got to remind them. I mean, they're kids. They're 14 to 18-year-old kids. But, do you really have to worry for the most part? It's like, all right, I know, Landon, Lincoln, all these guys, they're going to go home. They're going to do the right thing. They're not going to stay up until 2, 3 o'clock in the morning before a game.
Yeah, and I mean, ultimately, they just want to win the most games that they can win, and they haven't had the success that they would have liked to had in years past. And so for a lot of them, especially, the guys that are juniors and seniors, they want to do it now. And so, yeah, the credit to them. They're, working really hard every day, and hopefully we keep improving.
I know rankings are a number to you and everybody else, but it's nice to be noticed across the state, especially from the high school association, which they have some pretty well-known and, you know, basketball knowledge people that rank these the teams now.
Yeah, I mean, it's good for our team to, you know, get some recognition, but at the end of the day, it's very early in the season, and we have to stay hungry and stay focused and keep getting better, because it's about who peaks at the end of the year. And that's what we have to do and focus on.
Another chance to get a signature win over a very good Pella Christian team trying to sweep the Tulip City. That's going to be a challenge just because of just that they're always come in just very athletic.
Yeah, and I don't know what the score was. Did you happen to get the Pella Christian score from tonight?
I know it was in the third quarter. Pella was leading by 7 last check.
Yeah, and they're, you know, both going to have opportunities to win just about every game that they're in. They have kids that compete, try to do things the right way, and so we're going to definitely have our hands full on Monday.
Have you seen them on video? Have
yep.
you looked ahead? What's the big thing you got to worry about them?
Yeah, they're very balanced, and they move the ball around. They're unselfish, and they work really hard on defense and on the boards too, so we're going to have to make sure that we, you know, come out and focus and do the things that we want to do.
All right, big week coming up, big week as far as games and everything, and busy week. We'll see you Monday.
Okay, thanks, Derek. Appreciate it.
That's Joel Keady, Knoxville boys basketball coach. We'll be back for more right after this on KNIA KRLS.